This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A group of U.S. lawmakers led by Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch spent the weekend in Poland to see firsthand the plight of refugees who have fled Ukraine since it was invaded by Russia. Congresswoman Lori Trahan was part of the 7-member bipartisan delegation, and she joins us now from Eastern Europe. Congresswoman, thanks for talking with us. You were just in 2 Polish cities not too far from the Ukrainian border and visited a refugee assistance center and a border entry point. What did you learn at both spots?
Well, I think what I learned on the ground is the true devastation that is happening in Ukraine, right? Families are being separated from one another, having to make difficult decisions. You know, moms and their children are fleeing these cities that have become besieged, while, men and brothers and dads are staying back to fight. And, you know, I saw that when I visited the Torwar Refugee Assistance Center. And I saw that when I was in Zhejiang at the train station. You spoke with a woman from Lviv who, is hopeful that she's going to get to return. But of course, anxious because she's left so much behind, including, her husband and her father. And it was just everything that we're seeing play out on TV. It to be here and to have the conversations and to see it up close. It's just really intense, and it's been an emotional couple of days.
And when you spoke with that woman and other refugees, in fact, who came to Poland, what did they tell you they need most right now?
I think most folks are so grateful for the community in Poland, right? I mean, there's over 2 million refugees from the, Ukraine who have come to Poland, and they're not staying in camps. They're staying in people's homes. And so the outpouring of love and support has been incredible. And they're also grateful for all the aid that is coming to their country. And they're astute, right? They know that they've got a conviction and a resolve to fight tyranny, to fight autocracy, to fight against this unjustified invasion by Vladimir Putin. And they want weapons, right? They want to have the ability to fight for their freedom, and they understand the stakes of what's on the line. They understand that this is a fight for democracy worldwide, and so they're very clear in what they want from the international community as they fight on the front lines of this unjustified invasion.
So what about the U.S.'s part in this international community and the contributions made? Congress recently approved, as you know, more than $13 billion in aid for Ukraine, and that includes about $1 billion in direct military assistance. Are you convinced yet on this trip that the money will be going exactly where it's directed?
Yes, I got to meet with the NGOs who have been an unbelievable force on the ground. They're putting that money to work immediately. I got to obviously visit our military bases here, and the efficiency by which those Stingers and those Javelins and those anti-armor systems are getting to folks right on the front line has been incredible. It's been an incredible logistical challenge, of course, but they're working through that with our NATO partners and our allies. And so, look, I was proud to support and vote for the $13.6 billion in aid to Ukraine, and we're going to continue to be there for the Ukrainian people.
Which brings me to the next question. To your constituents who might be wondering why so many tax dollars are going to this particular conflict and these particular refugees, what's your response?
Look, I think people understand exactly what's at stake right now. This is a peaceful, democratic, sovereign neighbor who is just invaded by a deranged authoritarian leader. And we've seen this in our history before. And it is on us. This is why we have NATO. This is why the response has been so swift and so united and so strong. is because we understand what's at stake because we've been here before. And I think that people understand that. People who call my office, they completely understand. They're supportive of the aid package. And, you know, frankly, you know, there are calls to do more, if anything. And so I think that it's an important moment in our history to defend democracy, to defend freedom, and to not allow a ruthless dictator to trample on the rights of a peaceful democratic neighbor.
Congresswoman Lori Trahan joining us from Eastern Europe. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.